Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Bulldog, who's calling from Harborview, is. Bulldog, are you there?
I am here.
Did you happen to catch the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40 while you were kicking it at Harborview?
No, I did not. No, I was kind of drifting off, you know.
How's recovery? So, real quick, what are you recovering from and how's recovery going?
Well, I broke my femur. I was over at a buddy's house, and I slipped and fell when I came off his front porch to the deck, and I seen the back of my shoe, the bottom of it, and I knew right away that something bad happened. So I just had my knee replaced, too. So, yeah, right now I'm recovering. And it's going all right. You know, I'll be back in action here pretty soon.
Well, I think that something that would help you recover even more quickly is a victory playing Beat Migs.
Well, good luck to
you. I believe so.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Bulldog has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What fast food restaurant used the slogan, "I'm loving it"?
McDonald's.
Correct. How many U.S. states are just one syllable?
3.
No.
4.
No.
2.
No. What band had the album "Love at First Sting"?
Pass.
How many milliliters are in a teaspoon?
5.
Yes. Which U.S. president approved the creation of the interstate highway system in 1956?
Johnson.
No.
Before Nixon passed.
The surface of Pluto is largely made of what frozen gas?
Nitrogen?
No.
Gas.
In The Great Gatsby, what was Gatsby's first name?
Oh, boy. I didn't read it fast.
What profession did George Costanza often pretend to have in Seinfeld?
I'm not sure. No, pass.
What is the nickname for Canada's $1 coin?
Oh, shoot. I know this one, but I don't know. Pass.
Bulldog, you got 2 correct. One for me and 1 for you. But you know what? You're probably hyped up on pain pills.
Yeah.
Got some things coursing through your veins, I would assume.
Yep.
Are you talking to me or talking to Bulldog?
Steve is having the same issue this morning.
I am.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What fast food restaurant uses the slogan, I'm loving it?
Da 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 da. McDonald's.
Yes. How many U.S. states are just one syllable?
One?
Yes. Oh, what band had the album Love at First Sting?
What's that?
What band had the album Love at First Sting?
Great White.
No.
The B-52s?
No.
I don't know. Sting. Whitesnake.
No. How many milliliters are in a teaspoon?
100.
No.
1,000.
No.
50.
No. Which U.S. president approved the creation of the Interstate Highway System in 1956?
Eisenhower.
Yes. The surface of Pluto is largely made of what frozen gas?
Methane.
Yes.
What?
In the Great Gatsby, what was Gatsby's first name?
Great.
No.
Wayne.
No.
Gretzky.
No. What profession did George Costanza often pretend to have in Seinfeld?
That he worked for the New York Yankees.
No.
He was a pen salesman?
No.
George Costanza?
Pretended to have.
Doctor.
No. Steve, you got 4 correct, and that is a win. 4-2.
Let's go.
Bulldog, we wish you a speedy recovery in Harborview, and check in from time to time, my friend.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The band that had the album Love at First Sting, The Scorpions.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Bulldog knew that the number of milliliters in a teaspoon is 5.
Okay.
And in The Great Gatsby, Gatsby's first name was Jay. Yeah.
Jay Gatsby? I never read it.
The profession that George Costanza often pretended to have in Seinfeld, I would have taken any one of 3 answers. Architect, biologist, or latex salesman.
Huh. But didn't he also work for the New York? I know he worked for them for a second, but then he like kind of...
Did he pretend to work for them?
I feel like he got let go, but he kept going. This could be a complete like make 'em up in my brain, but it's not worth arguing. I won. Who cares?
You did. You're a big winner, Steve Miggs.
And yeah, let it go.
If people want to check out what we've got for you in the Rock Shop right now, it is the I Beat Miggs t-shirt. It's got the lyrics to the song. It's got 60 seconds on the clock. It's got Steve's face as a Dogman character on it. And you can get your very own at KISW.com. Well, it's not happening here in Washington so much, but many states are experiencing heat waves.
No, we saw it over the weekend with the Mariners in Chicago.
Very toasty out there for a lot of folks. So the music website Ultimate Classic Rock decided to put together a list of the hottest rock songs.
Hot.
Hot. And this is one of the examples.
It's the songs that say hot in it. Or fire.
Warm.
Yeah.
I love this song.
Do you really?
You know why?
Because did Fall Out Boy cover it?
No. I wish, number one. But no, number two, they if you've seen that show called Tacoma FD, which our friends, the Broken Lizard guys do.
Yeah, like Steve and the... Yeah.
Yeah, they use that as the opening for that show, and I love it.
Perfect.
So, I would say anytime Danny likes a song that was not released like in the 2000s or later, it's because of a movie, a TV show, so that makes total sense.
So good.
And what's that off of there? Dude, that came out in 1978. Oh, their Double Vision record.
Who is it?
God.
You don't know?
No.
Foreigner.
Oh.
I don't think you could probably name another Foreigner song, nor can I.
No.
Well, let's get a couple of rockaholics on the phone to play a little game. We've got Pad from Puyallup. Good morning, Pad.
Good morning.
What would you say is your favorite classic rock band?
Oh, so many. Realistically, I have to probably go with Rush.
Oh, that's the right answer.
Hang up on this man.
All right, Pad, we're going to play a little game with you. Steve Miggs, explain how it's going to work.
All right, we're doing track by track. So we're going to take a popular song that's about the heat or hot or fire. We're going to start with the drums, and then we're slowly going to put all the other instruments in it, and you have to try and guess the song before the vocals kick in. So you got about 30 seconds before the vocals are going to start, okay?
Okay.
And I can give you one hint. This is not Rush. And actually, according to Ultimate Classic Rock, they consider this to be the number one song when it comes to the hottest rock songs. Are we ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Start with drums. Taryn's got it.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I'll give you some bass.
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix. Oh, no.
It's hot. What is hot?
Fire?
Yeah!
Yes.
Nice work, Pad.
Pad, you were scaring us. You're breathing heavy.
1967 from Are You Experienced.
So great.
Funny part is, like, really, when you think about, like, Jimi Hendrix songs, I don't know about you, but, like, I think, oh, this could be crazy guitars. Like, that's mostly drum and bass at the beginning.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Mike is on I-5 North, and you want to play along. What is your favorite classic rock band, Mike?
Let's say Six. I don't think one classic rock, but probably Priest.
Nice choice.
Yeah, Judas Priest. Dude, we're in a weird time, man, where the bands that we grew up on that we still consider to be, like, young and relevant are definitely classic rock.
I know, and it's terrible. It just dates you.
It does. All right, this one, not necessarily a classic rock artist, but I feel like anyone who's a rock music fan is a fan of this artist. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to go back to 1963, ooh, and we'll start with the drums. Oh, Taryn's already got it. Give you a little bass. I feel like this will give it away, but let's go. Any guesses?
I think he's saying something. Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Good job, Mike.
Did you know that this song was co-written by his lady?
I did not know that.
By June Carter Cash? Yeah. You knew that?
Only because of the documentary or the biopic with Joaquin Phoenix.
Great movie.
Yeah, such a good one.
Pop culture Danny over here.
Right, because the music came from the 60s. He's not going to know it unless it was featured in a movie.
We also have Donnie from Bremerton who wants to play along. Donnie, who is your favorite classic rock band?
Oh, man, I am a huge Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Smoke them up, baby.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Donnie, let's play the game with you.
I will say that this is not Steely Dan or the Doobie Brothers, but I believe that a lot of people might have enjoyed some drugs while listening to this band. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to go back to 1967 again. These are one of the hottest songs in rock music, according to Ultimate Classic Rock. I'll give you a little bass. Oh, Taryn stumped. Oh, she got it. I'll give you a little bit of...
It's Light My Fire.
Yes. Do you know who by?
The Doors.
Yeah, Donnie.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Danny, you don't know this from the movie The Doors?
No.
Was this the part in the movie where he got arrested because he whipped out his willy?
Probably.
Whoa.
What?
Val Kilmer playing Jim Morrison. One of the greatest, I feel, movies about a band.
He crushed that role in every way. It was so good.
Real quick, I got one for you, Taryn Daly.
Oh,
if you get this wrong based on recent conversations, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. Again, another song that's considered to be one of the hottest songs in rock.
Her face is amazing right now.
She's just scrunching up her eyes. Here, a little bass.
Oh, this is Talking Heads. Yeah!
I do like that when she doesn't know, she like closes her eyes so she can just feel the music.
Getting in the vibes.
Yeah, she's going into her full festival mode, closing her eyes, doing her hippie dance.
Festy girl, yeah. Unlocked.
They're both wiggling in their seats right now. I wish you guys could see this.
Don't judge us for having fun, Danny.
Okay. The Daily Mix
Show. Martin Cove is the guy that plays John Cleese in Cobra Kai and the Karate Kid. This is the wildest story ever. He was reportedly kicked out of SummerCon in Puyallup.
Just last weekend.
After allegedly biting his co-star while there. So many, of course, have had to flock to social media to share their opinions on this story. So we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Martin Cove is an actor from Cobra Kai and The Karate Kid. He's 78 years old.
One of the best characters on that. I mean, there's so many great characters on Cobra Kai. I haven't watched the rest of this most recent season, but I think he's awesome on the show.
Well, Steve,
not an awesome human being, apparently, though.
You were not at SummerCon in Puyallup, apparently. I missed out.
I know.
Allegedly, he bit his co-star, Alicia Hannah Kim, on the arm during the event. The police report, she said that he bit her so hard that it nearly drew blood. There was bruising to the area. She screamed in pain. And then he started, like, kissing the area after he bit it. It was just really bizarre.
I'll be honest. When I first saw this story, I was just like, is this an Onion article? Like, am I missing the joke? Is this like, I had to do a double check and see, oh, no, that's TMZ or, oh, no, that's Variety Online. Like, these are, I say this very loosely, but reputable websites that are telling this story. And I'm like, that's insane that happened in my own backyard.
Oh, yeah. They kicked him out. He said he had just been joking around, but they weren't messing around. They got him out of there.
I guess he was yelling at the cops. We have audio of that.
I'm going to regret this. I am Cobra Kai.
Which is kind of odd that he said that to the police officer. Like, we don't care, sir. You just can't be biting people.
Well,
I wonder if anyone was there, because I know it happened in like the little VIP, like, photo opportunity. I wonder if any of our listeners were there when that happened. Because I saw a lot of listeners posted pictures of like them with Chris Jericho or the Big Show or a bunch of just like other pop culture celebrities that were in town. I wonder if anyone saw that.
So bizarre. And many have voiced their opinions on this incident. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
We found a few of our favorite comments about this and we decided who better to read it. Well, unfortunately, our AI software does not have any of the cast of Cobra Kai or The Karate Kid. I'm kind of shocked they didn't have Ralph Macchio, but here we are. So I figured I'd find the next best thing, one of the greatest martial artists in cinema history, and that is JCVD himself, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Ooh, nice.
Are you ready?
Of course.
For the first comment about this incident that happened at SummerCon.
I love how he said he bit her for fun. I mean, what 37-year-old actor doesn't want to be bitten by an 80-year-old in Puyallup? Now, that's fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. Who doesn't love getting bitten by an 80-year-old?
I mean, I do love to nibble on knuckles, but I've never bitten anybody hard enough to draw blood.
No, no fairness. He is pushing 80. Maybe he has dentures. Maybe he took his teeth out.
Oh, yeah.
Just gave her,
like, gumming it? I don't know.
Probably not.
He didn't get to strike first, but he struck hard.
There were a lot of Cobra Kai puns I saw. Like, no mercy. You know, this isn't the Miyagi way.
I love it.
Surprised he didn't go for the leg.
Okay, yeah, sweep the leg. Yep. Should have picked the leg.
I love it when people understand the assignment.
The VIP food was late to arrive and he was hungry. Anyone else would have done the exact same thing if they were hungry.
That's a very good point. It's bad reporting that they didn't bring that part up. Oh, man. I wonder if anyone saw it.
I couldn't even imagine. Did I just see what I think I just saw?
And if not saw it, you definitely heard it if she was screaming.
Yikes.
Imagine being her, too. Like, do you think she had any inkling of, like, what's his real name, Martin?
Martin, yeah.
Like, of Martin being a little off his rocker?
I mean, that's pretty bizarre.
And if she did, do you think she's like, can I have my booth a few booths over from Martin's? Because I just don't want to be that close to this guy.
I mean, even recovering a friendship after something like this is like, how many times can you say sorry?
Not fair. I met him 2 days ago and he didn't even give me a little nibble. I feel left out. He signed my VHS though.
Okay. A little nibble. We have one more comment about this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What in the f*** is a booyola?
I also saw that a lot. Not on the local stories, but on the national stories. We were like, where? What is Puyallup? I was like, yeah. I guess out of context, you don't really understand what town that is.
And also, that's probably one of the most mispronounced town names in all of Washington State, wouldn't you think?
Up there. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, what we would say, like Squim.
Yes. Puyallup.
Chimicum.
Chimicum. Well, that's probably all the ones I can think of.
It's about as good as it gets.
That's about as good as it gets.
The Daily Mix Show.
One of our own, a Mariners player, is quite possibly having a historic season right now. We're going to tell you what's trending after Weezer. As you start your morning, you might be curious, what is happening out there in the world, especially when it comes to pop culture? And there is a lot, trust us. But we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show?
On Monday morning in Tel Aviv, Anderson Cooper and the CNN team were interrupted by missile sirens during a live segment. They got alerts on their phone as well, and then calmly explained to everybody watching what was going on as they were heading to a bomb shelter.
So now the location we're in has a verbal alarm telling people to go down into bomb shelter. So we have about a 10-minute window to get down into a bomb shelter, and we'll continue to try to broadcast from that bomb shelter, and even if we can on the way down. Do you guys want to...
Should we go down, yeah, or you want to finish this?
Well, we should probably go down.
We should probably go down.
That just seems so terrifying. Like, you know, you could even hear it in his voice. Like, when he just, his voice just starts quivering. Like,
Should we go down, yeah, or we want to finish this?
Well, we should probably go down.
We should probably go down.
Let's just make sure. Do we have, are we able to do that? All right, I think we're going to head down to the shelters. Chuck, do we have capabilities as we go down?
And then Chuck called them a bunch of wimps and said, come on, do you? No, he didn't. Continue.
Just checking your microphone. Be ready a second. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see if we can switch over. So is this...
That's got to be one of the more terrifying things. Like, here you are, like, you're being sent to cover something like this.
Oh, and
you,
yeah.
Just, you, I mean, every day there's new information that's coming out. You just don't know what's going to happen.
There was a time when I was, you know, studying broadcasting and all that in college, that was kind of the job that I wanted to do, was, like, go overseas. And
for real?
Yes. And then at some point I was like, that just sounds kind of too dangerous for me. And I bailed on that.
Like, I always kind of, like, I look at, like, the weather reporters, or sometimes, like, they're on the field reporters when they send them out to do something where it's, like, terrible weather conditions, yeah, and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, man, I think I'd be better off just sitting in a studio.
Yep, and here we are.
But that's always been, like, not a massive fear, but a little bit of a fear. Like, you know, when those earthquakes were happening many, many, many years ago, and I remember thinking, man, how would you handle something like that if you were on the air? Oh, I think I might curse.
You probably would.
Yeah. And speaking of all that stuff that's going on over in the Middle East, this is so weird. It's a weird story, and obviously it's like in the grand scheme of things, this is not the biggest deal in the world, but in the world of pop culture, people are talking about what's the WWE going to do? Because in the world of wrestling, they have a big pay-per-view, they call it Premium Live Experience, this weekend, and it's in Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
Which is right there with all the stuff that's going on. They've been kind of like holding off on what are they going to do or not. And as of right now, they're going to continue to proceed as planned. But there's some people are freaking out about this. Like, what if, like, the talent and the crew get stuck there? Like, all this stuff. It's just, what a bonkers time.
Yeah, a lot going on out there. Nick Ralphs, he was part of Bad Company, also Mott the Hoople. He passed away at the age of 81 after dealing with just a bunch of different poor health things as you get older. But he was one that wrote songs like Can't Get Enough and Feel Like Making Love. Those
Danny,
are like,
do you know any of those songs
hits
from movies?
No.
Oh, Danny.
I feel like Making Love, I bet you've heard before.
Probably. I'm really bad.
Like Making.
Maybe. No. I was going to say, I'm not good with song titles. I'm also not good with bad impressions. So,
oh,
you better watch your mouth. That was a spot on rendition to Feel Like Making Love.
That was a beautiful duet.
Just wait for us to do the solo. Oh, no, we're not going to do that. Let's talk a little bit about Cal Raleigh. I mean, I love the fact that now all of a sudden,
all of the baseball world seems to be talking about a Mariner, and it's for good reasons. It's because Cal Raleigh's just having a historic home run tear right now. It seems like every game, you're like, I was watching the game yesterday, and I'm like, all these players got home runs. They're like 6 runs second inning. I'm like, oh, I bet Cal Raleigh got one. And I'm like, oh, no, he didn't. Weird. And then later on in the game, what happens?
Well, there goes number 32, Cal Raleigh.
Also, I don't know. Am I a nerd? But I always thought whelp was if something bad happened. I feel like now it's become a positive term.
It sounds like it.
Okay, fine. Well, here we go.
Cal Raleigh annihilates another one. He has homered in 4 consecutive games for the first time in his big league career. An exclamation mark on a monster night for the Mariners. A chance for MVP inside Target Field.
Target Field, that's in Minnesota. That wasn't happening here. Of course, I think the chance would be a lot louder here at T-Mobile Park, but what a great run from. Also, he was just named AL Player of the Week for the second time this month. It's insane.
That's our guy. It's so exciting.
I mean, there's a chance that he could possibly have the most home runs before the All-Star break. It's a slim chance, but I mean, I don't think anybody expected him to have 32 home. I think if you said he had 32 home runs this season.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, you know what? I'm glad the Mariners locked that guy in for a long-term deal. But the fact that we're not even halfway there yet.
Oh. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. Also, really quick question. Do you know the crack of the ball and the bat always sounds so crisp and loud? Do they have like a series of microphones?
There's a microphone on the bat. Here, listen. Kidding, of course. You had that look for a second.
How did they get such great audio of the bat?
Well, really fastball hitting a wood bat makes a great sound.
I know, but it's really loud. I'm like very impressed.
Dude, I got to imagine there's microphones all over the ballpark. But yeah, it picks it up pretty. I actually do love the sound of the aluminum bat as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So NBA fans have been a little bit disappointed with Kristen Chenoweth. Are you familiar with Kristen Chenoweth?
I know the name. I'd have to have you tell me what movie she's in.
I mean, she's like a Broadway gal, like, you know, singer, she has a very operatic voice, and she performed the national anthem before Sunday night's Game 7 in Oklahoma City. She did it a cappella, but the part where she hit the word free, some thought it was a little bit overkill, and this is what it sounded like.
Oh, say does that song.
Wait, so is she known for singing or is she known for acting?
I mean, I think it's both. But
yes.
What movies?
Wicked. Four Christmases.
Okay, I've seen that.
All the Things. I don't know. There's other ones.
Is there a movie called All of the Things?
Yeah.
So far, so good. Wow.
And the home of the brave.
I feel like everybody in the studio had the same look, like that moment that you didn't realize something was as sour as it was and everybody's eyes started bugging. Not in a bad way. I mean, obviously she knows how to work her voice.
That is what she's known for, is hitting those notes like that.
I wasn't expecting that next level. And the person was like, okay. Okay.
And then the glass breaks.
That's impressive, though.
Very good.
I'd
be impressed if someone could beat Steve this morning because you have just been on a tear lately.
That was me after the last win.
209 of those wins, 64 losses, and 48 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you think you can beat Migs at 850.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.